This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so, oh my gosh, what's going on with my microphone? No, it's not my breath. My breath is good. You always worry, the poor microphone, what it has to deal with, right, from a breath standpoint. Okay, let me see. I don't have an engineer here in this studio, so, oh, there we go. All right, does that work? Does that work? All right, that works. Okay, so, date night. Okay, so Corey wants to go on a date this weekend. I know, I think with me. I'm assuming that's what he was alluding to. And, okay, I mean, we've been married 20-some years. Don't want to age myself. You guys know I'm in my 40s, but I don't, you don't know how deep into my 40s I am, so I'm going to kind of keep that one on the down low. But, you know, our date nights are, I mean, they're fun, but it's not a true date night. And I hear people all the time going, we can't go out this weekend, Friday or Saturday, because we're doing date night, but we could go out Sunday. You know, so we go out Sunday, and I'm like, okay, well, what'd you do for date night? You know, because I'm always looking for new ideas, right? Okay, and, you know, we watched Netflix, you know, we stayed in and watched Netflix. Okay, no, that wasn't date night. What that was is you were binging on a show, and you decided to call it date night. Look, my husband and I do the same thing. I mean, one of the reasons why date nights have gone down, we used to always do date nights. It's because if we have any spare time, we want to catch up on a show. We catch up on the show together. It's a real great bonding moment, but that's not date night. And date night is really, really important when your relationship is decades in. It just is. And it's not about the sex, because a lot of people, they have sex, but they don't have intimacy. They don't go on the date. You know, couples are like, oh, we're good. We have sex like a couple times a week. Okay, that's fantastic. But are you spending time with each other? Now, I have a confession to make. I haven't offered date night with my husband for a while because, okay, you know, some people, they have a thing. You know, where they're, what is it about them that people like? You know, for some women, they could really, really cook. For others, it's leather. Okay, see me, I don't have something like that. I think the only reason why my husband's attracted to me is because I'm never around. So my thing is, I think he misses me. When we work together, you know, he got sick of my butt. Yeah, and I got sick of his. But now that I hardly ever see him during the day, that's been going on now for a few years. We can't wait to see each other and then just talk about everything. And so I guess what worries me about a date night is he will then be in a room with me for like more than an hour or two, and I'm afraid he's going to get sick of me. So the way I keep my marriage to work is I don't let him get sick of me. See, does that make sense? I think it makes sense. I think it's really important to have space. Personal space is really important. I like my personal space. He likes his personal space. Okay. So the one thing we have done for date nights, which I think is a mistake, is we go to movies. Going to movies is fantastic, but again, that's not a date night. Because you're going to the movie, you're watching a movie, you're not talking. So I think we need to kind of try to step up date nights. Now that everybody just kind of does stuff, you know, watch Netflix together and watch movies together, and that's great, and it's, but you're not bonding. And if we do have high divorce rates and we do have issues with people losing intimacy and whatever, we need to increase the bonding. So what are some good ideas for date nights? And that's kind of tricky here, okay? No, not Netflix. No. It's got to be something different. You also want to save money, too. You know, like, I live in Las Vegas, so Las Vegas, we have fantastic shows. So my husband may be like, oh, he took me to see Salt and Pepper. Oh, my gosh, I love Salt and Pepper. And All for One was there, and I got to meet them in person. I mean, now that was a cool date night for me. But, again, not very intimate in terms of us, you know, spending time together. So, you know, little ideas. Okay, you'll read, you know, people say to go on a picnic. I don't do picnics. I don't do picnics. I mean, one, there's bugs on the ground. There's spiders. And two, I can't get back up without help, you know, because of my knees. So I'm like, okay, if I'm on the ground, you got to help me back up. All right. But the idea of, okay, why not just go, why don't you, like, get a tent and camp out in the backyard? All right. And why don't you start a little fire? Okay, I mean, again, you got to be careful with your homeowner association, or go, you know, camping close by. But doing an overnight camping trip, as long as the kids are old enough and taken care of, I think an overnight camping trip is a great date night. Let's say you guys don't have time for that. You're like, look, we'll go out to dinner. Okay, fine, go out to dinner. All right, but no talking about kids, no talking about work. If you guys are going out to dinner, talk about something that you guys, you know, bring up. Is there something you don't know about me? Or bring up something that they don't know about you. Let's just talk about something that we've never, ever talked about. You know, well, I watch a lot of porn. No, don't bring up that. But, you know, bring up things like, you know, okay, what's your favorite color? What's your, you may think you know them, but people change. My husband's favorite things when we were dating have changed. Now he's got different favorite things. Okay, he liked brunettes, now he likes blondes, hence the hair color change. So anyway, I don't know. But so, you know, relearn. Say, look, I remember when we dated 20 years ago, and I remember you said this, okay? You know, what's changed? What's different? And get to know each other. People lose, they don't get to know each other. They think they know each other. Okay, you know, just reintroduce yourselves. I think that's really, really important. Feeding ducks. Feeding ducks is a real fun, like, you know, bonding moment. Bowling. Going bowling is good. Here's the problem. Corey and I are very competitive. So, you know, a lot of people say, well, break out a board game. Why don't you play, like, a game of chess? Oh, no, because I play chess. I mean, don't mess with me with chess. I take out your queen immediately with my queen. I do a suicide mission with our queens because I know how to win without a queen. Most people don't. So I'll just take out the queen, and he hates it and gets mad. So he gets mad at me after the first four moves because I'll just take out my queen. We move the pawns. I just take out the queen, give my queen up, and then, boom, I could play. I'm ready to go. And he needs a queen. A lot of people need a queen. See? But anyway, you know, walk by a lake, go on a hike. Going on a hike is a fantastic idea. But just remember, with date nights or date days, remember to talk about stuff you never talk about and make it about you guys and about how strong your relationship is. 1-877, that's Ali. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform. Form and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Well, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so apparently Congress is talking to starting to investigate what's been going on with the vaping crisis. And two teenagers told Congress, said that a Juul spokesman, and Juul is one of the biggest vaping companies out there, told a ninth grade classroom that the controversial vaping device was, quote, totally safe. As you know, Juul has been accused of aggressively targeting teens and the marketing of its e-cig when teens are not supposed to be smoking e-cigs. What the hell was Juul doing in a high school? They say on Wednesday, in the first of two congressional hearings to scrutinize Juul's actions, students turned anti-vaping advocates told lawmakers that they were urged to promote Juul in their social circles. despite already grappling with the Juul addiction. They said the representative addressed the class in August 2017 with no teacher present as part of a seminar on mental health and addiction organized by an external group. The man allegedly held up a Juul and said it was a safer alternative than smoking cigarettes. So this was in 2017. When asked what teens should do to help friends addicted to nicotine, the rep reportedly said they should mention Juul to their friends. Uh-oh. Bad boy. So, according to 17-year-old former vapor Caleb Mintz, he says, I believe the presenter was sending mixed messages by saying Juul was totally safe, and following up every totally safe statement with, but we don't want you as customers. He added, I believe that the presenter was playing on the rebellious side of teens, where the teens were told not to do something, they were more likely to do it. Yeah, that's a little technique we'll use. You know, I've done that with dating. You know, I'm like, I'm having a wardrobe malfunction. You know, just don't look at me there. And then they do. You know, all right, please. Oh my gosh, my shirt's, you know, my skirt is short today. Oh my gosh, just, you know, if for some reason it, you know, rides up too high, just don't look, okay? I mean, come on! We've done that trick so many times. So really? Okay, so now they're telling, I mean, if you're telling kids, okay, but no, we don't want you as customers. We have a safer product, it's better than smoking, but no, don't buy it. You know, you find another alternative on your own and do your own research. Yeah. So, boy, the 17-year-old has a lot of guts. Wow. So Caleb was accompanied by his friend, Philip Furman, who said he was addicted to Juuling at the time of the seminar. Furman said Mintz put a question to the Juul speaker on his behalf, asking what he should advise a friend who was addicted to nicotine. And he said, since Caleb was not specific on what kind of nicotine he was addicted to, whether it was an e-cig or cigarette, the speaker thought he was talking about regular cigarettes. So he told him to mention Juul to his friend, even though the guy was addicted to Juul. Remember, he had his friend speak up. Now, according to the latest CDC figures, according to Daily Mail, experts say that even though it's an underestimate, 3.6 million teens vape, and Juul's are the preferred method. I got to tell you, what's making vaping go down, if you guys see vaping go down, it's because marijuana is going up. The more we're legalizing marijuana, whether we're for it or not, and again, I was for it so we could study it. I wasn't for it so kids could smoke it. I was for it to free up our police officers and, you know, allow, you know, people to study it and figure out exactly what medicinal benefits there are, if any. Teens now, they'd rather smoke marijuana than even vape. So you will see vaping go down as marijuana goes up. So U.S. health officials is calling vaping an epidemic. Now, Juul's leadership will address the House Oversight Subcommittee on Economic and Consumer Policy today. And the representative was dispatched as part of a youth addiction education program and has been terminated because its purpose was clearly misconstrued. Okay, so these companies that go out, and again, this is all alleged. I mean, maybe Juul has done some good work getting people off smoking. I mean, see, here's the thing. We have less teen cigarette smoking than we have in the past. Nobody's applauding that. They were. And so we realize, we're like, wait a second, guys, no, you didn't solve anything. Now you have people addicted to e-cigs. But over the last few years, there has been such a huge push to get people off tobacco. The Nevada Academy of Family Physicians partakes in Tar Wars. Tar Wars has been for years going to schools, talking to them about, you know, getting them off smoking. Fantastic program. And everybody's wanted to help. Everybody's wanted to go to schools. I've wanted to go to schools, talk to kids about anti-smoking, not to smoke. So I don't necessarily blame Juul for jumping on the bandwagon to teach kids to not smoke. You know, I mean, there's a lot of companies that they will sponsor this sort of charitable work. And some of them will do it if they have secondary gain. I'm not accusing Juul of doing that. But a lot of companies are out there trying to get kids to quit smoking. They just happen to be, okay, well, this is our wheelhouse. We could get kids off tobacco. If kids are smoking tobacco, we could wean them off. But the problem is that Juul was never supposed to be brought up to kids under 18. And it was. So that's the problem. Whether their intentions, and I'm being naive by saying this, were good, you are not supposed to be bringing up this to kids. And so it shows that that might have been a sneaky way or indirect way of marketing. Now, is nicotine, is vaping safer than tobacco? I mean, are they right? Was the Juul rep right? Is vaping safer? I am reluctant to say. We know tobacco smoke is bad. It is bad. Tobacco puts you at risk for heart attack, stroke, cancer. It is bad. How much of that cancer risk is due to the nicotine? Unclear. I told you, when I went to medical school, they said nicotine puts you at risk for cancer because it paralyzes the cilia, the brush border. That kind of spews things out of the lungs. Nicotine paralyzes it. So there's a chance that not only does the tobacco cause the cancer, but the nicotine does. And so the data's not out. Vaping has only been around for less than a decade, I believe. And so we don't have the 20, 30, 40-year data, especially since younger people have been doing the vaping. You really don't see a lot of older individuals vape. So we have to wait for these younger people to get middle-aged. That could be 20 years, 30 years. So, Daily Mail talks about how if you have tobacco, tobacco brings the nicotine into the bloodstream. Vaping doesn't, and the nicotine stays longer in the lungs. Now, what am I seeing as a physician? Well, I do telemedicine, and my young patients that have the nastiest bronchitis and aren't able to get over their colds, 9 times out of 10, they're vapers. So I'm seeing more phlegm production. I'm seeing a more exaggerated respiratory illness when they get it, which is telling me that it's making you more susceptible, especially if you have asthma, COPD, a lung condition. So Mintz's mother, Meredith Berkman, co-founded Parents Against Vaping E-Cigs. Furman's mother, she also started that with Furman's mother, Dorian Furman. They don't think Juul lecturing to kids is innocent or misunderstood. Juul sent a representative to talk to our kids about its product under the guise of education. That's where they got you guys. You could help with anti-smoking campaigns, but going to the schools, well, now it starts to look fishy. Now, I'm not sure how much a big tobacco owns vaping. We're assuming there's a huge, huge control of the vaping sector from tobacco. But it shows you the care and strategy we need to put into any campaign to do something, right? You know, the one thing I notice a lot of liberals do, some of you may think it's a good thing, some of you may think it's a bad thing, is when they want to change something, I mean, they just go all out. Like Obamacare. You know what? We're just going to do a 2,200-page bill, and we're just going to, you know, just turn this healthcare system upside down. Same thing with smoking. We are going to stop smoking. We're going to put pictures up of people with trach and, you know, inability to speak and cancer-looking patients, and we're going to make companies, you know, have to advertise against themselves, and we're going to whatever. And maybe it works on some level, but then there's all these unintended consequences that come. And I think we need to start thinking things through, because this vaping epidemic could possibly be even worse than the smoking epidemic. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Vice President Pence attend a ceremony to honor the newly confirmed Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper.
Secretary Esper, your lifetime of noble service has prepared you for this immense responsibility, and that's what it is, immense responsibility. On behalf of our entire country, thank you and congratulations.
A day after former special counsel Robert Mueller testifies on Capitol Hill about Russia's election interference in 2016, Senator and presidential candidate Democrat Amy Klobuchar is urging Republican leader Mitch McConnell to take up her election security bill.
I've been gut punched by the White House on this bipartisan bill with James Langford of Oklahoma, who I was texting today. I'm like, we can move on this now, which basically says, let's have backup paper ballots if you're going to get any federal election money.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, making headlines is Attorney General William Barr has ordered the reinstatement of the federal death penalty after it's been on a 16-year pause, according to the Department of Justice. Barr has also directed the Federal Bureau of Prisons to schedule the executions of five death row inmates convicted of murder. This is according to a news release by the Justice Department. The executions are slated to take place in December 2019 and January 2020. I don't understand that. I mean, you know, you're on death row. I guess I got to think about this. I mean, I just don't understand why. Okay, next year you're going to have your penalty. I mean, if you're on death row, it's the, you know, prolonging is, I mean, is it because they want to give them a chance for appeal? I thought when you were on death row, you're done with appeal. And so why are we waiting 6 months or 9 months, you know, kind of put them out of their misery? If they are on death row and they are supposed to be getting their lethal injection, we'll talk about some forms of capital punishment. I, you know, saying, okay, yeah, so we're going to do it January 2020. I just don't get that. I mean, it's like when you're arrested now. When the trial's over and the sentence starts now. You know, and I can understand if it's going to take a week or two. But that's just got to be agonizing. And not that I feel sorry for them. It's just we're spending money on people on death row that are told they're going to die, and they're going to die. But we're going to wait till 2020. I don't understand that. But anyway, maybe I'm missing something here. Congress has expressly authorized, according to Barr, the death penalty through legislation adopted by the people's representatives in both houses in Congress, signed by the president. The Justice Department upholds the rule of law, and we owe it to the victims and their families to carry forward the sentence imposed by our justice system. So the last federal execution occurred in 2003 when Lewis Jones Jr. was put to death for raping and murdering a 19-year-old female soldier. Right now, there are 62 inmates on federal death row. This is according to a list compiled by the Death Penalty Information Center. The list of current inmates includes Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, the Boston Marathon bomber that survived after he ran over his brother, and Charleston church shooter Dylan Roof. They're just still sitting around. The federal inmates whose executions have been scheduled are Daniel Lewis Lee, a member of a white supremacist group convicted of killing a family of three, including an 8-year-old girl, Lesmond Mitchell, convicted of stabbing to death a 63-year-old woman. Wesley Ira Perkey, convicted of raping and murdering a 16-year-old girl. Alfred Brugeau, convicted of sexually molesting and beating to death his 2.5-year-old daughter. Dustin Lee Honkin, convicted of shooting 5 people to death. The executions will take place at the federal penitentiary in Terre Haute, Indiana. The death penalty obviously has been nothing new. I mean, in terms of its use. I mean, going back to years. So one of the first ways we would do capital punishment is public hangings. And pretty barbaric. You don't really die quickly. It makes it look like when somebody hangs, you know, you see them kick the stool underneath, and then you see the feet. But sometimes it takes some time to die. So they lose blood flow from the carotid arteries during a hanging because you have the weight of the body and you have the rope around the neck, and the carotid supply blood to the brain. You also can sustain a cervical fracture. I believe 3 states have this as a form of execution if lethal injection is not available. I believe Washington, New Hampshire, and Delaware, I have to double check that, will still use this as a form of execution if they don't have lethal injection. But it was a very popular form because it would show other people, well, this is what happens. You know, you shoot, plan and conspire against assassinating the president. I'm looking at a picture right now where they were, you know, about to hang the conspirators for the Lincoln assassination. So the hangman's fracture is a term used where you have a hyperextension injury to the pars interarticularis on the pedicle of the C2 vertebrae. So it's not the first vertebrae, it's the second that gets fractured. The distance of the drop is crucial because if the drop is too long, you could behead somebody. If the drop is too short, it could cause strangulation. And so if you want to do the fast sort of execution, you need the hangman's fracture. And so there's, I guess, an art to it. Then electrocution. Even though hanging would be the method of choice, a lot of inmates would still take too long to die. And they said New York was looking for a more humane way of executing. So a dentist by the name of Dr. Southwick saw an old drunk accidentally electrocute himself once by touching an electric generator. And he saw that it looked like it was painless. It probably wasn't. But the man probably died fairly quickly because of the heart stopping. So in 1889, New York passed a law called the Electrical Execution Law. And Edwin R. Davis, the Auburn prison electrician, was commissioned to design an electric chair. So according to History.com, in August 6, 1890, William Kemmler became the first person to be sent to the chair. After he was strapped in, a charge of 700 volts was delivered for only 17 seconds before the current failed. Witnesses reported smelling burnt clothing and charred flesh. Kemmler was far from dead, and then a second shock was prepared. The second charge was 1,000 volts, and that was applied for 2 minutes. Smoke appeared coming from his head, and then they could tell he was deceased. But apparently, the electrode had attached to his back and burned through his spine, so it wasn't painless. So now what do we do? What did they do later? They started to shave the inmates, made them wear protection because they would soil themselves, used 2 jolts, one to make the inmate brain dead, and then the other to stop the heart. I believe some states that still have this is Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Kentucky, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia. I need to double check that. Then came the lethal injection. So the lethal injection, I believe, didn't really get popularized until the 80s. December 2nd, 1982. Was, I believe, the first one. And I think lethal gas was used as well, but a court ruled that death by lethal gas was cruel. And so they thought a lethal injection would be less cruel, quicker. So what they would do is put an IV solution in, eject sodium thiopental, although now there's different medicines that we may use, sedate the inmate, then use pancuronium bromide to paralyze the muscular system to stop them from breathing. So they're basically sedated so they don't feel it. Then they're paralyzed, and then we hit them with potassium chloride to stop the heart. They go into respiratory and cardiac arrest. Gas chambers were used a while back in the 1920s. They tried to execute G. John by using cyanide gas. What they did is they pumped it into his room while he slept, but it didn't work. It leaked out of the cell, out of his cell, and I think hurt others. So they built an airtight chamber and made him breathe in a gas of sodium cyanide and sulfuric acid. Now, some people still have gas chambers. I believe there's some in Arizona, California, Missouri, and Wyoming. And they say since 1976, I believe 11 people have been executed this way. But basically, you're strapped to a chair. There's a pail near the bottom of the chair that has sulfuric acid. The door gets closed. A lever gets hit, and then sodium cyanide gets dropped into the pail. The reaction of sodium cyanide and sulfuric acid becomes hydrogen cyanide. It's toxic. Prisoner stops breathing and then dies. Unfortunately, some people have anxiety. They have pain. Executioner physician would listen to the heart with a long stethoscope attached to the prisoner. He would confirm they would be dead. Then an exhaust fan would suck out the noxious gases. Then the body gets doused with ammonia to neutralize the gas. Orderlies, of course, have to be careful because the gas could be in the pockets, leak out. Firing squads were another form of capital punishment. Firing squads, I believe, was reauthorized in Utah. I think Oklahoma and Utah may still be the only states with firing squads. So apparently it's the quickest form of capital punishment, believe it or not. So, yeah. But right now, I think the lethal injection is the main way the feds would be doing it. 1-877-DOC-LE.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so a lot of people are kind of freaked out about the super fungus. We've talked about this on the show, too, this Candida auris. We've talked about this. In 2017, there was a huge uptick of cases of a super fungus. And I guess the CDC has given us some new numbers. 685 confirmed cases of the fungal infection Candida auris or C. auris. Please do not confuse this with Candida albicans, vaginal yeast infections, thrush, things like that. This is a little different. And it's resistant to multiple antifungal drugs. Another 30 cases are being monitored, and the heaviest states hit is Jersey, New York, and Illinois. So, if you get it, there is a 30% chance that you will die. I've been told that 60% of people that get it die. Scientists are saying climate change is the cause of this. Climate change. And they say climate changes. I mean, they could. They say the infection has now spread to 30 countries. Authors of the study, published this week in the journal MBio, are blaming climate change. According to AOL.com, the researchers say global warming has played a pivotal role in the infection's rise because the fungus can grow at higher temperatures. What the study suggests is in the beginning of fungi adapting to higher temperatures, we are going to have more and more problems as the century goes on. That's according to Arturo Casadevall, molecular microbiology and immunology chair at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. Global warming will lead to selection of fungal lineages that are more thermally tolerant. Now, as a scientist, he's right. If temperatures rise, the bugs that will adapt will pervade. The bugs that don't do well will die off. That makes sense. Global warming, if that's what people say is happening, all right, if we are getting hotter, will affect ecosystems. We need to be very careful, though, in the scientific community, allowing politicians to use science to their advantage and for an agenda. Okay? I mean, I've lived in Nevada now off and on since the 80s. And the weather has changed. I mean, it seems to stay hotter longer. I remember, being really cold on Halloween. Now it's pretty warm on Halloween. It doesn't really start getting cold till about Thanksgiving. That's a little odd. I remember being colder. I remember one winter having some snow where I made a snowball and threw it in my parents' car and got in trouble in the 80s once. And I remember in the 90s we had snow once, but then we had snow and a crap load of it this last year. So maybe summers are lasting longer, but we're definitely having weird winters. And I can't explain that. I mean, we had snow days. I mean, we probably average a snow day once every 10 years. But we could have possibly had two snow days with this last storm. And I mean, we were talking feet of snow. I mean, people were building snowmen around my house, and I live in the desert. So I'm not exactly sure if we should call it global warming. I am very comfortable with the term climate change. Climate change. That, I think, is safe to say. The climate is changing. I'm good with that. With the amount of science background that I have, I am very confident saying that the climate is changing. The climate changes every year, changes every season. I think we're safe with that. I'm also comfortable saying that some people are seeing longer summers, shorter winters, or some people are seeing longer winters and shorter summers. Okay, that is a change of the climate. Global warming, we need to be very careful using that term, because a lot of politicians will say, all right, everybody stop eating beef and farting. You're like, what? It snowed. Why do I have to put down the hamburger? Now, maybe put down the hamburger for your health, put down the hamburger for your risk of heart disease. But don't be telling me to put down the hamburger because temperatures are reaching over 100. I really don't think my hamburger or my colon or my car is doing that. I just don't. I'm not convinced. So if a scientist, and I haven't read the study per se, but their quote saying global warming, well, I would rather they say climate change. That's just my personal preference. Or a climate change of higher temperatures. We don't necessarily have to add politics to this. So what is this? Well, C. auris was first discovered. Let me see. I kind of did some work on this a while back. I believe it was first found in 1996. And I believe it was in Japan. It was first identified in Japan back in 2009. But the CDC had said that the earliest known strain dates back to 1996. We've seen it in the UK, Israel, South Africa, South Korea, Colombia, Pakistan, Kuwait, Venezuela. And so basically it's a fungus that should be able to be attacked with an antifungal medication, but multiple can't attack it. So states reporting having these infections, and they mostly occur in hospital patients, are New York, New Jersey, Indiana, Illinois, Massachusetts, Maryland, Oklahoma, California, Connecticut, Florida, Texas, Virginia. I believe New York has had over 336 cases. Illinois comes in second with 180 cases. New Jersey, 124, but there's 22 being looked at. So, states are starting to be a little bit more cautious with what's going on here. When investigators first analyzed facilities reporting outbreaks, they found that this fungus could colonize mattresses, beds, chairs, counter surfaces, infusion pumps, and windowsills. So what that means is this is a real hardy, resilient sort of bug. And fungi are. A lot of fungi, they have spores. They have these outer walls. Bacteria have walls. True viruses have walls. But a fungus is really resilient. And fungi like water. They like moisture. Some like heat, too. So I would be more concerned of climate change with wet. That would just be my, you know, concern. You know, a lot of people complain during the summer that they get, you know, jock itch. They get rashes in the groin, under the breast, during, you know, in certain fat folds. Well, because of moisture. Moisture kind of, you know, promotes fungal infection. And so we will use, whether you have tinea or candida, they look different on the skin. We'll treat you with an antifungal cream. Sometimes we'll even do a little steroid because of the itch. So hospital disinfectant should actually knock out not only bacteria, not only viruses, but fungi. So the CDC has urged healthcare facilities to be very diligent in their cleaning practices and to be more aware. I know people freak out going, oh, my God, super fungus. But where I get concerned is if you get this in the bloodstream. So you could get a septicemia. Septicemia is where an infection goes into the bloodstream, and then you can go into shock, where the blood tries to protect the brain, protect the heart, takes away blood from certain organs, and then you go into organ failure. Very easy to test. There is a blood test where they could tell. There's a way to culture it. And then in terms of what we could treat, well, we still have some that we think can fight it, but we're not all the way there. So, you know, hospitals can be pretty dangerous places. And so, you know, a lot of people get mad about visiting hours at hospitals. Well, it's because we don't want you to bring crap in that, you know, vulnerable hospital patients could get. 1-877-DOC-TALLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.